Hello, my name's Christiana and welcome to the Oceanside Community Church podcast. We're a church in Parksville on Vancouver Island with a vision to be fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, and fully alive with the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to join us weekly on this journey. For more information about our church, visit our website at oceansidecommunitychurch.ca or download our mobile app. We pray that you'll be blessed and equipped by today's teaching.
Well, good morning. It's really great to be here with you today. And if you're able, please stand for the reading of the Lord's Word. Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for its truth, its power, its testimony to your plan and your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that you would open our hearts this morning. Give us ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. So I want to actually reread I'd like to reread two verses from Luke 2. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So good news of great joy. That is the title for the message this morning. Good news of great joy, and we're continuing our Advent series. We began with hope, and then we had a message on peace, and now this morning it's joy, and then next week we'll conclude with love. And what I'd like to do this morning, I'd first like to ask some questions about joy. Then I'd like to take a look at life as an image of a journey, that life is a journey, and that there's both sorrow and joy on that journey. And then finally, I'd like us to look together, and I'd like us to look at the answer to the question, what is this good news of great joy? What exactly is it? What is the answer? So first, let's look at the questions. And to start a message about joy with questions, with a questioning attitude, it may seem a little strange to you, but honestly, Christmas has been in the past. It isn't now. I'm in a different season of my life, but it has often been a real time of heartache and loneliness, and I know that that is true for others as well. And sometimes Christmas is actually a really difficult time of year, because everyone's talking joy this, joy that. It's the most wonderful time. And then if you're not feeling that way inside, it just seems to intensify the feelings that you have of pain and loneliness and isolation. It seems like everyone else is joyful, but you're not. And why is this? But friends, today I want to remind us that we actually worship a God who has suffered and has questions. It's okay to have those questions. It's okay to bring those questions. How long, O Lord? How long? Why is this happening to me? That's perfectly fine to ask. Jesus on the cross cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It wasn't just physical pain he experienced. It was emotional separation, the feeling of being utterly and completely forsaken. So with that in mind, what is joy? And my intent here is not to do a question and answer thing. It's to ask questions, kind of as conversation starters. Conversations that we can have with each other and that we can have before God and that we can have together by praying together with God, where we can actually be open and honest. Like, this is how I actually feel right now, and I'm wondering why. So is joy a feeling? Is it a choice? Is it a little bit of both? Like, can you, I love that song by King and Country, Choose Joy. I don't know if you know that one, but can you actually choose it? And then is it devoid of feelings? And how is it different from happiness? Well, one thing I will say that we know, it's a fruit of the Spirit. So joy is mentioned in Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if you haven't memorized that list, I encourage you to. I actually memorized it in groups of three, and then I was at kids' club, and they were doing this love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Whew. I don't know if I can do that in the 11 again, but I think I got pretty close. But if you get an action song and get that, because that's the fruit. That's what we want. So we actually want joy. We want to cultivate it. We know that it's godly. We know that it's a result of the Spirit working in our lives. But again, those questions, what if we're not feeling it? How do we find joy? How do we do this? And sometimes it's like an elusive thing. Like, you can go off and you can deliberately show love to someone, maybe if you don't even feel it, and that might spark it. Can you do the same with joy? I do feel there is an emotional component to it. We are emotional beings. So you can't somehow fake or manufacture and stir up feelings of joy when you don't have them. It almost has to come to us. Maybe it's a letting go. Maybe it's letting go and allowing the Spirit to work more. So again, those are a few of my thoughts, and just raising questions so that we can have conversations and we can be honest and say, this is how I'm feeling now. So I'd like to talk about the journey and use the image of our life on earth, that it's a journey and that it contains both sorrow and joy. It does contain joy and it does contain sorrow. It contains both. And I think that's biblically based. If we look at Psalm 23, we have the image of God as a shepherd. Right? And then it's a well-known passage, leading beside still waters to the green pasture, a lovely place. But then it also mentions the valley of the shadow of death. So you have both. You have the green pastures, the still waters, and you have the valley of the shadow of death. But you do have the shepherd there at all times. The shepherd is always there, even in the valley of the shadow of death. And I don't know your personal story exactly. I don't know how big your valley is, if there's been many, if it seems like it will never end. But I do know the shepherd is there. But sometimes it's hard to hear that in the middle of the valley, and I realize that. In Ecclesiastes, we're told there's a time for everything, a season for every activity. And it lists them, such as birth and death, weeping and laughter, mourning and dancing, being silent and speaking. And I think it's very important for us as we come alongside others that we're aware of what season they're in. So if you're in a season of mourning and I come in dancing, I'm almost heaping hot coals on your head. That's just the wrong thing. I need to recognize that that's a season of mourning for you. There are seasons through life. As the psalmist wrote in Psalm 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. There are seasons. And I've had seasons in my life as well. And I wanted to share something that I wrote when I was in, I would say, the most difficult season, the darkest valley. It was a few years ago, and it lasted for quite a while. And I wrote these words as a song. I won't sing them to you this morning, but I'll just read some of them. And I just hope that it's somehow helpful to you. Sometimes it feels as if the days go by, bitten by the hand of time. Sometimes it feels that I can't go on, trapped in this lonely lie. Sometimes the hurt is more than I want to face today. Sometimes it feels that you're not real. Why did I run away? Sometimes the darkness blinds my eyes. I can't see that my strength is weak. Why don't I take my broken life and lay it at your feet? Now comes a change in my heart. Beauty and passion can start. I know I am weak. It's you I must seek. Please show me the way to live. When in your time the light shines through, I feel your touch of grace. Now I know my chains are gone. You brought me to this place. Now all the truth is here to see, right before my eyes. Now all your love is clear to me. I see through this thin disguise. In Isaiah, we read, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. That is the beginning of the journey. That's the beginning of the Christmas story. Deep darkness. Let that grip you. No light. People walking, lost, stumbling. And then change, awakening, slowly, a glimmer of light, the dawn, and more, brighter, and then suddenly the light fills the sky. That is the Christmas story. That is the message of joy. So the journey of this life is not over, and I know I still have questions, and I certainly don't have all the answers, but I want to look at the answer. There's one thing I'm certain of, and that I'm building my life on, and I know here that many of you agree with this, though perhaps not everyone. And I also realize that in the world, many do not agree with this. But I again want to affirm this answer, to present this answer boldly, to offer it as life-altering news. We read, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." What is this news? What is this news that's going to cause great joy? What is going on here? In one word, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the news of great joy. I almost wish it was more complicated in some ways when I was preparing. Like, that's all I've got? Yeah, that's all I've got. That's all I need. Jesus. Jesus is the answer, honestly. And maybe we try to make it more complicated. Maybe we try to add to it and figure out, and how can we do more? Then we lose our focus. We get distracted. We get distracted so easily when the answer is Jesus. Here we are chasing after the wind. Notice how the shepherds responded. So there they are in the fields, and they've seen, at first they're terrified, right? Ah, angel! Oh, okay, like, right? I mean, it's an honest, you have to picture yourself back there, and it's an honest reaction. They're shepherds. Like, what is happening here? And the great light, and they see this, and the news, a Savior, it's been born. So what's their response? And also, before you know their response, but a response was needed. It was not enough. It was not enough to hear the news. Okay, that's great. That's excellent news. Gotcha. Thanks for the message. I'm good. That wasn't enough. And the shepherds didn't go back. Okay, let's just go back to our sheep now. That's fine. Yep, there's news. Okay. Yep, how's he doing? Yeah, grass is good. Okay. No, it wasn't like that at all. That's not what happened. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go." That was their response. They went. They acted on that news. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. We see their faith even in that act of going. And this is the message. This is the great news of great joy. It says in the Gospel of John, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And we know the Word refers to Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Jesus, fully God, came to earth and lived a human life. Jesus was that light that shines into the darkest places. Jesus is that good news. Jesus came and he served and he loved. He came to heal. He came to teach. He came to transform. And ultimately, he came to die. A sacrifice for our sins. And we all have a choice how we respond to this good news, to this light that has come into the darkness. It says in the book of Romans, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We are invited to choose this life, to come into a life with Jesus, to live life in his presence, his glorious presence. In Psalm 16, we read, in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. There is light. When we're fellowshipping with Jesus, when we're filled with the Spirit, when we're not focusing on ourselves, there is joy. It's really who you're with that matters, and I want to sort of illustrate this by I'm going to share something that I enjoy doing that does bring me joy, and then I'm even more importantly going to explain why it brings me joy. So the disclaimer is, this is not the only thing that I enjoy doing by any means. I don't even know if it's my favorite thing in the world. But I will admit, I actually, and this goes against some of my other things, I actually enjoy watching Hallmark Christmas movies. Okay, yes, I'm admitting it. I know the plots are highly contrived. You kind of know what's going to happen. You're never surprised. Anyway, but wait a second. I did say I'm going to tell you why I enjoy them, and that is even more important. So the reason I enjoy watching Hallmark Christmas movies is because I never watch them by myself. It's just not something I would do by myself. But my wife, Karen, really likes them. And when I watch them, I'm always watching them with her. And that's the reason it's enjoyable. It's because of the presence of someone I care about. So who you're with makes all the difference. In God's presence, there is fullness of joy. Life with Jesus is joyful. And as we've talked about it, that doesn't mean you're excluded from the pain and suffering. That is also part of this life. But life with Jesus is joyful. And life with Jesus means we have Jesus all the time. And that's what makes the difference, the presence of the Lord. Will you choose this life? Will you make Jesus your King? So this morning, I've attempted to take us on a bit of a journey about joy, acknowledging that we may have some real, honest questions, and that that's okay to ask those questions. But I wanted to remind us again of the truth of Jesus. The truth is found in a person. God incarnate, God made flesh, Jesus Christ. And to those watching online, just a special blessing, wishing you every blessing of the Advent season. May you experience this good news of great joy. May you experience
Thank you Jesus. For listening to our podcast. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or download our mobile app for more content. If you're in the area, we hope to see you soon. Until next time, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you as you live by his Spirit.